Thank you for tuning in to the Sam Cedar Show. Sam can't come to the radio right now, so please leave a message with Mark Maron.
All right, so it's 21 past the hour. I'm in the studio with David Cross.
You know, I never thought I'd ever hear somebody doing an imitation of John Benjamin's imitation of what those radio guys sound like.
We had to do something because Sam didn't help out. He didn't make it easier for me.
When did you get Benjamin in here? Just have Benjamin come in.
I don't know.
He lives down the street.
He does? Right down the street?
Well,
I thought Sam might take care of it. But
yeah, him in.
Wait, who that? What? Hold on. Is there a caller?
What's that?
Oh, Sam calling from upstate New York. How are you? Is this Sam? It's your show. Look what we've done to it.
Hi, Mark. Hi, David.
How are you?
Hey, Sam. Boy, you just can't stay away, can you?
Tell me about it. David, I heard you were going to be upstate and for New Year's.
Yes.
Wanted to invite you by, tell you that Nikki will send you directions.
That's a hilarious inside joke of the 4.5 hours it took me to get to Sam's.
You know why it's
house.
Not funny to me? Because I don't get invited by these guys to anything.
You live in Los Angeles.
Well, you're in L.A.
Yeah. Oh, really? So if I lived here, I'd be invited?
Yes. You're in L.A.
What is it about me? All right, you know what? Go ahead. Let's not make it about me. You guys have your little upstate talk.
Dave, you should come by. For New Year's, we are actually watching porn.
Oh, okay. There you go. See that? Now you finally told your audience something about you.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a lie.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, I will talk to you after this radio show is over.
Oh, great.
About doing that exact thing.
I just wanted to let you know I made that recipe of latkes you sent. It was terrific.
With a little fried onion and stuff, right? Yeah. Good stuff.
What is this? What is this, like Jewland? I'm right here. I make latkes.
Hey, but I actually did enjoy the imitation of John Benjamin.
It was good, right?
That was Pashman's doing
the. And your show's been great. We've had a lot of great response and feedback.
I'm hearing very, very decent things.
I wonder.
Are you on the blogosphere right now?
Huh?
Are you on the blogosphere?
Are you in it?
I actually just updated the blog. I don't know if you noticed that.
I just wonder the difference between... I know that we have some common fans, but I definitely know there are people in the Cedar camp and there are people in the Maron camp, and I wonder what that looks like, what kind of emails you're getting.
I went to Maron camp when I was a kid. It was awful. It was terrible.
Really? What were some of the hobby activities you did?
There was excessive whining. It's like 3 hours out on a boat by yourself. There's fretting.
There's dread.
Unnecessary sweating. there was a 2 hour why me session.
Yeah.
At night.
After dinner, the after dinner why me session. Yeah, and that's an Indian word. Why me? I think. Hey, dude.
Yeah.
So no, it's been fun, and I appreciate you letting me do this.
Thank you very much, Mark, for filling in. It's been fantastic. And we'll do another week.
I will. As a matter of fact, whatever happens, I have nothing to do with it.
How's it going up there, Sam?
What's that?
How's it going up there?
Things are going good. I'm clearing brush.
Good for you. How's the kid? Everything all right?
Everything's great.
What'd you get for Hanukkah?
I got season 2 of The Wire.
Okay. What else?
What's but you got your pickings after that.
Wow.
You got your infant daughter season 2 of The Wire for Hanukkah and then the best of Slim Pickens?
Bingo.
And bingo. What?
No, I got my daughter a little piano set. You know, a little tiny piano.
Yeah.
She's enjoying it.
Did you get her one of those pictures of George?
You know, Hanukkah's become so commercialized that we don't really get into it as much anymore.
Yeah.
But your wife's Buddhist, right?
Yes.
So what do you do for, what kind of gift do you get for that thing?
They like, you know, little bells and chimes, incense stuff.
Exactly.
Just some curry, right? You get some curry rice?
No, I got her just a spray that makes it smell like evergreen in here.
That's probably true, isn't it?
Why don't you just open up your windows?
Oh, it's a little bit cold.
Oh, my God. Right. This is the most riveting radio I've ever heard in my life.
I know. Jeez, what happened? The Satellite Sisters? I'll see you guys.
Really? You're going to get off? You're just going to hang up like that?
Well, I mean, listen, buddy. I mean, you got David Cross in your studio. Why are you wasting time with me?
You called.
Well, I want it to waste some time.
Yeah, well, no, it's great talking to you. And as I said before, come the new year, you know, maybe you'll be able to co-host it with me. That's all I'm saying for now. But
I'm
great.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm kidding. I'll talk to you later, Sam. Okay, Thank you. Have a good holiday. That was Sam Cedar, as many of you know, the host of this show. So, now, Dave, I would like to, when we're going to go away for a break in a second, and I would like to talk about a few important issues to the audience of this particular show.
Absolutely.
I'd like to talk about some of the evangelical Christian problems that have occurred over the while. I'm sure you have things to say about that.
Yes.
I'd like to hear your forecast for the future.
Okay.
Do you have some of that going on?
I can.
And I'd like you also to tell some stories about idiots you have met on the road.
Sure.
Do you have some of that?
Oh, plenty. Dozens.
We're here with Dave Cross coming into the studio soon. Dean Obadala will be here. Do you know Dean? He's a comedian.
No.
You don't? Well, you'll meet him. Okay. And we're going to have David Poland on the phone to tell us about movies. Did you see the movie Babel?
I did not.
What movie have you seen lately? Anything?
I saw the new James Bond.
I did too.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, it was better than the last 8 James Bonds, but saying much.
I haven't seen one in a while. Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was all right.
Do you play poker?
Yes, I do.
You're one of those? Oh, that's right. I saw you on TV doing it. All right. We'll be back in a second with Dave Cross, Dean Obadala, David Poland, me. Your calls, 866-303-2278. We're going to take calls. There's a lot of important issues up on the board right now. Yeah, we will. We will. We're going to do that.
Cedar on Air America Radio.